All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Victory of the Light radio show. This is a special pre-recorded show. It's actually not going to be a radio show due to technical constraints and time zone situations with Revolution Radio. This show will be heard only exclusively on The Promise Revealed, Prepare for Change, and Cobra's Portal Blogspot 2012. It's my honor and my pleasure to welcome the Emissary of Light, Cobra, to the show today. We have a lot of questions, a lot of exciting things going on as far as the light forces, and it's going to be my honor and pleasure to actually ask a lot of questions that have come to me from all the Cobra groups on Facebook, from all the Prepare for Change groups on Facebook, from people who've attended Cobra conferences, and from newbies alike. This particular update, these questions, are for the Prepare for Change people. We're going to have a lot of event support group questions and questions for people who are light workers and who are actively involved in seeking to serve, to heal, and better the planet. I also would like to make a couple announcements. My website, www.thepromisereveal.com. is open, up, and running. I've made quite a few changes there, some wonderful slide banner links, and we have some wonderful things there for you to enjoy and some new things. Do sign up for my newsletter and blog. I've been asked to make a couple special announcements for Prepare for Change as well today, folks. We are adding some great new pages to the Prepare for Change. We're getting some upgrades. We have a reinvigorated group of leadership team, and we're making the site more interactive. We're announcing today we're going to be having a worldwide Facebook network page for all Cobra and Prepare for Change Facebook pages. You will have your own link. So if anyone wants to know where to go to connect on the event, resistance movement in an interactive format, in a live way, 24/7 around the world, there are the Prepare for Change and Cobra-inspired Facebook pages. We are also having a Idea for Change page. And we don't want links on this page, folks. We want to hear what you are doing, specifically event support groups. We want to support you in any ideas. We'd like to hear about positive actions. It can be as simple as, like, Prepare for Change Los Angeles, Eduardo. They're bringing in Buddhist monks and hearing different spiritual messages, to actually having orgone workshops on the Sunday meetings after the meditation and events, to building gardens in your community, or outreaching with food lines to your people. Any ideas you have for the event and networking, any positive changes, any field of the new society groups are going to be welcome on this page. And we want to inspire action and change in the world. And we want to support you and to give you a venue to present your ideas and to allow others to support you. So we're becoming much more active on Prepare for Change. Another notice on my site, as well as Prepare for Change, you're going to be seeing some beautiful t-shirt designs, which are designed to inspire you to help donate to the website. We do have quite a few costs with Prepare for Change, a website and upkeep, and likewise with my site. So we're going to have some t-shirts available there. We haven't set the price, but look for those if you want something nice. We may even get something like even a little coffee cup with some beautiful logo pictures and some Prepare for Change slogans and sayings there that you might be interested in and feel like giving back. So that's what's going on there on the updates with Prepare for Change. Keep those letters and posts coming. We can't answer everyone all the time, but we want you to know we thank you and support you. We're going to be asking Cobra some questions today that a lot of you have asked, and I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. We have a lot of questions here. One more thing to let you know. If you sign up for the email on Prepare for Change, it should be noted that if you have a Gmail account, the email blast newsletter will only show up in the promotions box at the top of your email. We use AWeber, and Gmail has a filter that turns all the newsletters into a promotions, and you'll have to click on that. If you haven't been seeing the newsletters, some of you, that's why. At this point in time, I'd like to make a little special announcement. I'm going to try to throw together a Mount Shasta conference at the end of the summer, most likely the end of August. I already have confirmed Andrew Basaggio and Alfred Lamont Weber. And of course, Cobra, you know you're invited. Cobra cannot commit at this time, and there's, at this point, a very slim chance that he attend this event but we always leave it open for him, even at the last minute, folks. So keep an eye on my website, and that information should be going up soon. I do have my son was born in Mount Shasta. We did the Andrew Bartzis, and I did a heart partle opening there last summer. We're going to be using a beautiful Quonset hut, and we'll be spending half the time in talking and sharing information. And the other half of the time, we're going to be heading out to Panther Meadows, of course, to Castle Lake, and to some sacred spots that some of the locals know, that I know down near the Buddha Hole, some secret camp spots down there by the beautiful river, where we may be gathering in the night for some fire circles, drumming, and some fun times. And we're going to be, I may be seeking out another person or two to join us in this, but it should be fun. And we'll look forward to putting that up soon and getting some responses from you all. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome you, Cobra. Thank you so much for coming on and supporting us here at the Prepare for Change website, allowing us to interview you today. And hopefully the people from around the world who follow your information on your blog will consider Prepare for Change as another website they'll become interested in and sign up on the emails. Cobra, welcome to the show. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes. Cobra, you have just had a wonderful activation in Switzerland with Rolf and the wonderful group, that some of the people that went to Egypt. I understand Freddie was there. You had some great things. Give us a little update on what happened with the activation.
Yes, the activation itself was extremely successful. We have managed to ground the energies which were actually changing the structure of the frequency of light inside of the solar system. So this is very important. We had a very strong group, and actually, yes, we have a great success, and we are very happy we did a course of events there. So I will make a blog post about this activation more from a cosmic and planetary perspective in the next few days.
Yes, and due to our recording situation, folks, we're having a special recording done by one of the Cobra followers, Ricky Serafico, who's going to do an excellent job. And I think we may be solving some of the problems that people have with hearing your voice. I think we're going to look forward to one of the best modulations. And by the time this comes out, that post may already be out, Cobra. Can you tell us? I definitely felt like a little shift on the Saturday. It seemed almost imperceptible, and it seems as though lately there's been a lot of dissension, a lot of wind swaying around in people's emotions. I've noticed a lot of anxiety. Is this the compression of astral parasites and the archons just reacting?
Exactly. You see the ships, the motherships of the Galactic Confederation have been positioned inside of the Oort cloud around the solar system, and now they are entering the solar system. And this creates quite much of a pressure on the surface of the planet, which triggers all the suppressed etheric archons and their technologies. So they are reacting quite strongly, and this can be actually felt as a pressure on your energy field.
Well, that's something that I personally am very experiences. What do you suggest for people who are feeling this, especially for those other people in their lives who have no idea what's going on? What's the best way for people to deal with these intense pressures?
There are two things you can do. Number one is to go in nature, because if you are away from massive human population, this etheric pressure is less, because the archons tend to concentrate in human densely populated areas. So this is number one. Number two is make your own connection with your own higher self and with the light forces, and this will tend to remove part of the pressure. And, of course, there are many protection techniques that you can use to protect yourself.
That's wonderful. Well, I guess we should probably hear, give us your top three.
I would say number one is the pillar of light. You can just visualize a pillar of brilliant white light coming from the sky, going through you to the center of the earth. Number two would be the violet flame. And I think if you use those two, that could be quite effective.
Very good. I'm going to ask a few questions because a lot of people have asked them, but I want to move away from the world affairs kind of updates a little bit on this interview, because this is for a lot of people who are very much involved in the Prepare for Change and the Cobra information already, and they're wanting a little more esoteric information. But we're going to go through some of these questions and get through as many as we possibly can here. I want to know, what is the current state of affairs in Ukraine in the view of the resistance movement? Is it getting better, getting worse? Is it stabilizing? Things seem to be popping up in Vietnam. There seems to be some other actions taking place. How does the resistance movement view Ukraine right now? It seems like it's kind of tippling a bit, isn't it?
Well, I would say the situation is a dynamic tension, which now the light forces are still handling to stabilize the situation so that we don't have an all-out war. And the light forces are hoping that this dynamic stability will be maintained so that no drastic conflict will happen. Of course, it is not possible to prevent any violence in that area because the cabal is quite determined to start a war there, and most likely that will not happen.
Right, the major war aspect won't happen, but these outbreaks, it seems, of these smaller groups, and even I heard that some put the numbers at 650 people died, which is a horrible atrocity, of course, but when we look at large-scale war, that's not as, nearly as bad as it could be, let's put it that way. These are some questions from our listeners. I'm going to be reading them off, folks. Are there any other areas of developing plans by the cabal which we should look to send our prayers towards? It seems like they're stirring up more atrocities. Some people have heard about Nigerian population coming under daily attacks from the so-called Boko Haram terrorists with the girls. Is this a disinfo or false flag, or is this the real thing? It kind of seems real.
Yes, the cabal is trying to start the new conflict by creating a false flag event there. And until now, they have not been successful, but I cannot guarantee that this will not happen in the future because they are now trying whatever they can to start this in many places around the world.
Yes, the last desperate act. Now, this is from a beautiful woman. I'm not going to say her name, but she's actually in Nigeria. And the question she asks is, and this is for probably a lot of people who have asked this type of question, I want to know what I can do to stop the fear that is growing here now. And I also want to know how the event will start and what I will be expected to do once it starts.
Okay, the best thing you can do is to spread real information, because real information tends to decrease the amount of fear in human population. And you can start doing this now. And of course, at the moment of the event, that will be even more important.
Very good. Yes. And to remind folks, if you go to prepareforchange.net, Community Leaders Brief is one document. We are hopefully going to be preparing more documents coming up in the near future. Here's another question. What is the main blockage, in your opinion, of the current holdup with the official announcement and holdup of the RV and transition to a more honest, transparent, and just financial system?
Okay, people need to understand that the so-called RV, or I would call it the reset, of the financial system is directly tied with the event itself. No revaluation, as people call it, can happen before the event, because the cabal still holds control over the financial system. And at this moment, the financial system is actually a computerized network, and the cabal holds the control keys of that computer network. Anybody would attempt to reevaluate the currencies or create a reset before the cabal is removed, the cabal would simply not allow that to happen. So the cabal has to be removed first to allow the reset to happen. It cannot happen within the old financial system. And this is the reason why the BRICS Alliance, the Eastern Alliance, is building an alternative structure that will be very helpful in the whole process of the reset.
Very good. This actually corresponds to some information that I've received from someone allegedly in the know, that the reset has to take place across the board all at once, and there's just so many gremlins in the machine and so many corrupt individuals that they need to be exposed and removed from their positions, and we certainly see that. Another question. Is there anything you suggest for light workers to do to hasten the end of the financial debt slavery system?
Yes. Do the weekly liberation meditations. There are not as many people as we hope to be doing that, and that can accelerate the transition. Also, spread information that you have about the situation on the planet in as many ways as possible. You have blogs, you have Facebook, you have YouTube videos. Network the information, because information tends to awaken people, and the more awakened people we have, the faster the change will happen.
Excellent. Thank you. Another question. We know timelines change and the so-called human reality as we perceive it switches back according to the collective human consciousness. Has the prediction of the way the event is supposed to occur changed in any significant way as it was originally planned? Or have the timelines adjusted to a more softer and quiet approach scenario regarding the socio-political and financial reset we have all been expecting for some time?
Okay, the general plan is still the same as I have communicated 2 years ago. This did not change. The only thing it changed was that it takes a little bit longer because the surface population is not cooperating as it was hoped. But the general plan is still the same.
Okay. Obviously is in a state of flux, of course, with the world situation. And obviously, with a lot of the people out there who are new to this information, who don't have the background, as usual, every now and then at different windows of opportunity, people get ants in their pants and they're disappointed that things aren't changing. Another big question we get from a lot of people is, and I've told people the answer to this and they've just said, we still want to hear it from you. Do you think the event will happen in 2014? Would you give a percentage? Is it possible?
Okay, I will not give any exact times or dates for the event. Yes, of course, it is possible that the event will happen in 2014, but I'm not giving any guarantees.
Very good. I knew that was going to happen. Anyway, given still the rampant corruption among politicians, bankers, governments around the world, will you please tell us about the new system that will be implemented after event that will avoid humanity and the financial system from making the same mistakes, basically the old boss same as the new boss in the financial system? How is it going to be different? How can we be assured, or is it still possible there still will be some criminal elements within the new system? Or will it absolutely be fail-safe, and if so, could you describe it?
Okay, it will not be possible for any criminal elements to hide within the new system simply because the surface population will have guidance of the light forces directly on the physical plane. The resistance movement will give instructions and will monitor the whole process. That doesn't mean they will control the process, but they will give intel that will expose any possible criminal activity to the masses. And that feedback loop will prevent any kind of that sort of criminal activity to happen. It will not be possible.
So at this point in time, to clarify, the resistance movement will be engaged in more direct contact. This will be with chosen representatives. This won't be openly declaring themselves as Agartha Network or Planet X or Galactic Federation members.
That will be in the first phase. Later they will introduce themselves directly to a certain degree.
Very good, very good. Of course, here we go again. At the high level, how close are we to checkmate? And to what degree is there significant agreement about what major projects will occur during and immediately after the mass arrest of the financial reset? Is there going to be a significant degree of global cooperation in many of these projects?
Okay, we need to go step by step, one question after the other, one by one. So what's the first question?
Okay, at a high level, how close are we to checkmate?
We are very close to checkmate regarding the most factions of the cabal. So they are not, from the perspective of the resistance movement, they are not an obstacle anymore. They cannot prevent the event. They can, of course, still control the surface population, but by themselves, they cannot prevent the event. The only major problem here is the Chimera group and the Etheric Archons with their technology. Those two groups are still powerful enough to create problems regarding the event. And those two groups need to be dealt with before the event can happen. There is, I would say, quite much progress regarding the Chimera group in the last week or so. And I would say a little bit of a progress regarding the Etheric Archons, but not enough. We are not there yet.
Will any major bank failures and or prosecutions occur before the mass arrests occur?
It is not very likely, simply because the system is not stable enough. That maybe if there would be a major bank failure, that could destabilize the system to the point it would crash. And then, of course, the event would need to happen immediately.
Okay, thank you. Here's another big one that I've gotten from a lot of people. And of course, this always plays into the human element at the time of the event. And hopefully your stated intelligence on the etheric archons and the astral parasites and the love beams from our Galactic Federation Invisible stave off any problems. Of course, the preppers and the doom and gloom prognosticators are fearful that at the reset, there will be a martial law and problem. So the question is this. Can you elaborate on what kind of law enforcement will be needed at the time of the event? Specifically, within the U.S., there are many people who are deeply suspicious of any military and or police forces during the time of great uncertainty. It seems likely that the event itself would be viewed as an imposition of permanent martial law and the beginning of a police state. So those people, mostly the preppers, are saying it sounds like the New World Order, but we know it's not. What can be done to alleviate the fears of these people and how we get them to be participants who assist with this process?
You will simply know by the actions of the law enforcement, because the law enforcement will arrest the members of the cabal and will not turn against the general population. So this will be evident quite early after the beginning of the operation. Of course, any increased presence of law enforcement officials can trigger fear in human beings. And that fear will be triggered, but most people will quite clearly and quickly realize that this is not the case, that there is no martial law being implemented, but there is an operation to arrest the members of the cabal. So I would say that there is no real fear. There is nothing, no real bad reason for fear. It is simply that fear is coming from past experiences with the cabal and their past actions, because the cabal was misusing the whole idea of law enforcement. And this has to be cleared.
Yeah, this is really good. And people need to hear this. For some people, they just won't believe it until they see it. But
exactly.
This is very heartening news. So we will hear that the military forces at the highest level that move into positions will be given very strong orders not to restrict the movements of the populace or to impose any type of police state, and this will allay the fears of the populace, correct?
Yeah, the military will not engage the general population in any way. The military will just give backup to the police in the arrest of the cabal, that's all.
Very good. We're going to move into a little more personal, energetic stuff with the people who want to know some of the other information gradually here. Okay, Copra, we have just expired on a window of opportunity on your last activation, which was successful as far as the activation, and it seemed to be the best and strongest possibility to have the event that we've had so far. This next window in December 2014, what is different about this?
Okay, one thing that people need to understand, that window of opportunity is just an increased possibility. And the event can happen at any time, also outside of the window of opportunity. The light forces are using the windows of opportunity to create an additional push towards the event. And before the window of opportunity happens, it is not known if the push will be strong enough to create a breakthrough. Obviously, this time it was not strong enough. But it can, the critical mass of energy can be reached at any moment, of course. But people don't need to wait for a certain specific date or a certain specific time frame for the event to happen. And without us opening the portal for the last few years, the situation now would be much worse. So we have actually managed to divert many actions of the cabal, and we have brought the situation quite far. And also people need to understand the situation on this planet is quite complex. The cabal had 25,000 years to build their network. Most people are only aware of the existence of the cabal for a very short period of time.
Well, thank you for that answer, Cobra. Our next question is, I'm going to go through a couple of these quick ones here. How long after the event is implemented would you say mankind will take to achieve the vibrational frequency necessary to attain ascension? I know it's an individual process, but generally speaking, how long do you think this could be?
I would say it will be a time frame of years.
Okay, thank you. Another question. Can you reveal if the resistance movement has got any plan to send more operatives from Planet X here to reinforce its presence and operability?
It is not necessary, but yes, there will be